T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm David Mappin. Here's what's happening. A 16-year-old's been arrested in Bensalem after allegedly killing a teenager and sending a video after the incident. Police in Bensalem say they received a call just after 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon that the caller's daughter received an Instagram video chat from the alleged killer where he said he had just killed somebody. The caller said that the suspect showed her the legs and feet of someone covered in blood, then asked for assistance with disposal of the body. The daughter is also 16 and was acquaintance with the suspect. Police found the victim with an apparent gunshot wound at the suspect's house at Top of the Ridge Trailer Park. Police then caught the suspect in the area of Newport Muse Drive and Groton Drive, took him into custody. The teenager's been charged with multiple crimes, including homicide. A parking authority officer in Philadelphia fighting for his life after being shot on the job. It happened in the Frankfort section of town early Friday afternoon. Here's KYW Sheridan Howard.
Philadelphia police are investigating after they say a 37-year-old parking authority employee was shot twice at Frankfort Avenue near Orthodox Street. Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner Frank Vanor.
One to the left ear, the other one to the right shoulder. He was immediately transported to Temple, and I'm told he's listed in critical condition.
Police say the parking enforcement officer was targeted, but they don't know if the shooting was connected to tickets he wrote earlier in the day.
Right now, we don't know the motive behind this. We know he wrote several tickets in this area. Of course, that's going to be part of the active investigation we have.
No arrests have been made and no weapons were recovered. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Looks like inflation will be the Scrooge of the holiday shopping season. KYW's John McDevitt reports an annual retail shopping survey shows Philadelphians will be wrapping fewer gifts this year.
The Deloitte survey finds 4 in 10 Philadelphians feel worse about their financial situation this year than last year, the highest number in decades. Shoppers are planning to buy just 10 presents compared to 19 last year, and the hunt for bargains is on. Jenna Pogorowski is Deloitte's retail expert in Philadelphia.
We saw that 54% are actually planning to shop Thanksgiving week, and that's up from 47% last year. Also, Black Friday specifically, we have folks, 32% were spending Black Friday events, and that was up from 29% last year. And sort of similar trends in Cyber Monday as well.
She says shoppers will be spending on average $1,489. That remains fairly flat, down 3% from last year. Gift cards are expected to be popular choices this year. There is a 26% jump from last year on plans to spend money on experiences like at-home entertainment, dining, and concert tickets. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Robots apparently are better drivers than human beings. That's not my opinion. It's the finding of a comprehensive study on self-driving automobiles. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty says that Rutgers Camden was part of that study and found fuel consumption really suffers because of human error.
Rutgers Camden joined several other universities, including Vanderbilt, and partnered with government agencies and car manufacturers like Toyota for this deep dive into self-driving cars on a busy section of Interstate 24 in Nashville. Rutgers Camden Vice Chancellor for Research, Benedetto Piccoli, says they used a fleet of 100 vehicles with advanced adaptive cruise control and found fuel consumption suffers by about 40% because of unnecessary braking, accelerating, and time wasted on the road. Yeah, we're talking about the rubberneckers here.
Human driving has a number of inefficiencies.
He says this can be fixed rather quickly just by having more self-driving cars on the road.
If you have something like 2% or a bit more of a vehicle that have this level of automation, then the overall traffic would benefit with increased fuel consumption efficiency.
Piccoli hopes to someday do a similar study on roads in the Philly area, but the main takeaway from this is that the smarter cars get, the more time and money drivers can save. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.